All right, welcome back to it. It's the Steve Dearest Show special edition of the program for the 7th of November, 2019. And we're doing this because, as you've heard, the Governor Whitmer signed into law earlier this year, several weeks ago, a change, an overhaul, if you will, to the auto no-fault insurance in Michigan, which will take full effect in July of 2020 and could have great impact on all sorts of facilities and the way you're treated after an accident, and actually could impact those that are being treated now. And as I've told you all morning, we're at Origami, which is this beautiful campus. Kind of near Okemos, Mason address, kind of between Mason and Okemos in the Michigan State University campus, where they specialize in taking care of trauma victims. And joining me is Tammy Hanna, the president and CEO of the Origami Brain Injury Rehabilitation Center in Mason. Tammy, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
You know, it is, and I call it a campus because it is a stunning place. And I've lived in this neighborhood off and on for many, many years. You've been here for a number of years now, but you continue to expand. And what is it you specialize in?
We specialize in serving individuals with any neurological dysfunction. When Origami started in 1997, our primary focus was traumatic brain injury, and we continue to serve over 50% of our population as traumatic brain injury. But we've continued to expand the need because our experts are able to work with individuals of any neurological dysfunction, such as stroke and Parkinson's disease, muscular dystrophy, brain aneurysms and tumors, and so forth. So that's our area of expertise here at Origami.
But as we talked previously, and you and I have visited a bit about this, a large portion, if not the majority, of the people you see here are the direct result of automobile accidents. I mean, it's just a fact of life for this facility and ones across the state and around the country that automobile accidents result in traumatic injuries, and you treat many of them here.
We do. And, you know, every person that we serve here comes with their own story, regardless of how their injury was caused. They come with their own rehab needs, their own care needs. But one thing is for certain, when they have been catastrophically injured from an auto accident, their care needs are dramatically more intense, far more complex. And those are the individuals that often require lifelong care. Those are the individuals that end up really needing us to be in their lives throughout their life. And that's the family members become very dependent on our support and care as well.
Now, you treat a few hundred people here a year, if I'm not mistaken. Many of those are outpatient, but as you talked about, some people need a level of care that requires to be here all the time. So you have some people that call this home.
Absolutely, we do. So our residential programming, we have 28 total beds. We offer is long-term support or it's short-term rehab, and we meet them with wherever their needs are. So we have individuals that may come to us directly from the hospital, and they spend a couple days, a couple weeks with us. We have others that might have an older injury, still need 24/7, and are looking for a different home, and we work with those individuals. But really, we can meet the individual wherever they are in their rehab journey.
So my question going forward is for those... for those folks that are here that call Origami home because they need that level of care, there are some unknowns going forward because of the new legislation. There's some unknowns as to what level of care you can provide. And I guess my question to you as the CEO and president of Origami, what are your concerns as you look at how this legislation is going to impact you? And more importantly, maybe, and clearly, how it's going to impact those patients that are here already.
Sure. Well, this is the thing that keeps me up at night ever since this happened in June. It's been, this is what the full-time job has circled around, is trying to advocate and speak with individuals, lawmakers, and trying to really emphasize, you know, this had to have been a mistake. This had to have been something that you didn't realize was going to be an impact to our industry and to the people that need our services. So you're referencing the 55% reimbursement of current rates, and that's just not sustainable. Anybody can do the math very quickly and know that that is not sustainable. So we're fighting. Everyone on this team continues to, this is our biggest challenge, and we are fighting, and I'm optimistic. I'm hoping that people realize that this is a level of care that is absolutely necessary for individuals that have been catastrophically injured. And without providers like Origami and the many other great providers throughout the state of Michigan, these residents will have to transition somewhere else. And My first thought is skilled nursing facilities. However, I just don't see that being the right place.
And I want to jump in on that, Tammy. Tammy Hanna here, President and CEO of Origami Brain Injury Rehab Center in Mason. Skilled nursing sounds nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, it has a decent, but what is it really? What is it compared to what you do?
So we collaborate with skilled nursing facilities, and in that those collaborations, we've learned a lot, and they are not equipped to work with individuals with traumatic brain injury.
Government facilities like Medicare facilities, county run, state run, that sort of thing?
Yes, county, state run, that's our closest collaboration, and I've had conversations with the president and CEO there, and they are concerned. They do not want to see this happen. They recognize that this is a level of specialized care. It takes a lot of resources to work with somebody with a catastrophic injury, and if you're not equipped, then what ends up happening is that they don't end up continuing their rehab. They don't continue to have a quality of life that they need and deserve. And that's very concerning to me.
Sure.
To consider our residents who have made so much progress through the years and have a great quality of life because of the funding that we've been fortunate to have in the state of Michigan, to then not have that available to them and have to go somewhere else where they certainly are going to have a very different way of living.
And then it would change your staffing levels too, I would assume, because the specialists, if you will, that you have on staff, those compensation levels because of the reduction of 45% in the payments, is that going to mean some people are going to be said, sorry, but we can't do it anymore because it doesn't work?
Naturally. Absolutely. That's a concern. You know, Steve, while it's significant for us to continue to advocate, and I remain optimistic, not naive, but optimistic.
Sure.
I cannot imagine that our legislators knew what they were doing when they made this decision. I just can't. If they hear the stories and they visit the providers throughout the state of Michigan and they see the quality of rehab that we have to offer in the state of Michigan for catastrophic injuries, I just can't fathom that they would see that 55% reimbursement of current rates makes any sense.
Sure. And you also, Tammy, you also serve as the executive committee for CPAN, the Committee to Protect Auto No Fault, and vice chair on the board of the director of the Brain Injury Association of Michigan. I've got to believe you guys are reaching out to the governor, to lawmakers, say, listen, it's water under the bridge, but we need to fix some things. I'll give you 30 seconds for the last word. Where do we go from here?
Absolutely. So like I said earlier, this is a full-time job. This is what our life is circling around right now. All of our coalitions, all of the providers, all the people passionate, survivors and family members that understand the value of auto insurance the way it was prior to June of this year. We are focused on advocating and educating every Michigan driver. You know, my concern is that Michigan drivers will try to save whatever they might save. I don't think they're going to save anything by cutting their benefits and choosing a lower option than lifetime benefits. So we're going to continue to devote a lot of attention to educating Michigan drivers that you have to pick lifetime benefits.
Tammy, very educational. Greatly appreciated. Tammy Hanna, President and CEO of the Origami Brain Injury Rehabilitation Center in Mason. And these are all part of the things that we're learning on the No Fault Reality Tour. You're listening to The Steve Gerber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Maurer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Maurer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Maurer Foster Insurance.
in Lansing.
Elected officials in Michigan broke their promise for a transparent, balanced process when it came to reforming auto insurance. They passed a bill in the middle of the night which had no public hearings and no fiscal analysis. Worse yet, it created many new problems while failing to address the real issues. Insurance companies can still discriminate. Rehab, therapy, and other providers may be forced to close. And there will certainly be more lawsuits. Tell your elected officials they need to fix this. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
I'm asking teens like me, what are your plans for the future?
Definitely going to college, absolutely.
We're going to the state championship. Yeah.
I'm getting a great job, you know, something I love.
I want to travel, see the world.
No one said teen pregnancy. Say yes to your plans. Say yes to a brighter future. Learn more at michigan.gov/abstinence. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.